Thank you, Master, for all you have done, for all you are still doing. We bring you thanks. This couldn't have been the doing of a man. It is the Lord's doing. It is permanently marvelous in our sight. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high. Thank you, Lord, for taking off that pressure from that life. Thank you for healing that migraine. Thank you for killing rejection. Thank you for destroying depression and discouragement and despair. Thank you for bringing direction to that person. Thank you for releasing the expectation. Thank you for the termination of the delay. Thank you, because it shall be clear this day that you have done it. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give him the clap of hands as he takes us. Let it be a sweet The Lord bless his word and bless his worship service this morning in Jesus' precious name. I welcome you to this service today. Destiny destroying character. I'm going to do 5B. Character is the bedrock of destiny. And the poverty of character is the worst form of poverty. The poverty of character is the worst form of poverty. The poverty of character is the bankruptcy of destiny. When we come across people whose destinies are bankrupt of anything good, it started first and foremost with character deficiency. We looked at pride last Sunday as a destiny-destroying character. We looked at lie. It was very intense on Sunday. Please, on Wednesday, please pick up that message, everybody. You may not be a liar, but you may have exaggerated before. Just pick up that message. One of my children used to tell me after a midweek service, he said, this message is meant to, it's a Sunday message. I said, every message is all services message. Because if we are to leave everything till Sunday, we may not finish everything in our lifetime. So please pick that message on a lie. This afternoon or morning, we shall be dealing with the second one, the third one. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 11. He shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie to one another. So we are dealing with theft, thievery, financial lack of integrity as a destiny-destroying character. We are looking at examples in scripture of people whose character were affected either by the presence or the absence of financial integrity. The absence or the presence of financial integrity. In this service, again, we are looking at Gehazi. The reason why Gehazi is recurring is because he had both the trait of lying and the trait of stealing. In 2 Kings chapter 5, we saw the story of the healing of Naaman the Syrian after Naaman was healed. And he wanted to give the prophet Elisha money gift in exchange for the healing, and Elisha rejected. Gehazi ran after Naaman to collect what his master refused. And when he did that, and he returned back, Elisha asked him, "Where are you coming from?" He said, "I went nowhere." Now look at that in verse 25, all the way to verse 27. But he went in and stood before his master.
Elisha said unto him, where are you coming from, Gehazi? And he said, your servant went nowhere. And he said unto him, went not my heart with thee, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? Is it a time to receive money, and to receive garments, and oliveyards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and men servants, and maid servants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. A leper as white. The leprosy of Gehazi, of Naaman shall come unto you and your seed. There are iniquities that implicate generations. When you take what is not yours, you tamper with the destiny of your future, of your seed. There are those who have literally damaged the future of their children because of what they did today. That was Gehazi. Ended as a leper because he took what he was not meant to take. Our second example is a positive one. Jacob. Even though people think that Jacob was crooked or fraudulent in any way, I believe that the cunningness, let's use that word, of Jacob was for a positive cause. He had a transaction with Esau, and Esau was the dumb person. Jacob displayed integrity with resources in the house of Laban, as we read in Genesis 31, 38 to 39. While he labored with Laban, he said, these 20 years have I been with you. Your ewes and your she-goats have not cast their young. The rams of your flock have I not eaten. I didn't eat what you didn't give me. That which was torn of beasts, I didn't return it back to you. I bear the loss of it. You know, there are people who are liabilities on their masters. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand did you require it, whether it was stolen by day or stolen by night. I was so careful, I didn't steal what was yours, neither did I allow anybody to steal where I am. And if they stole it, I paid for it. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I am not a thief, and you can't steal where I am. Instead of me to return and say somebody stole it, I paid for it. No wonder he was the Jacob that became Israel, the nation. Listen, destiny does not happen by chance. People do not become big by chance. People don't amount to something important in the hand of God by chance. Your behavior today affects your becoming tomorrow. You are not a thief, but there are thieves that you are allowing around you. That implicates you. That was Jacob. And that positively affected his future. Now, speaking further, when we talk about thievery or thief or theft, what category of things? Two definitions. One is, now we did that already, financial crookedness and financial deceitfulness. Now, another one is financial criminality. We saw two in the first service, financial crookedness, financial
deceitfulness. Now, it is financial criminality, financial crime, financial crime. And then, it is financial dishonesty, financial dishonesty, financial dishonesty. Where a person is dishonest on financial matters. What are the examples where these are manifested? The first service, we saw three of them: outright stealing, we saw false and untrue bills and charges, and then we saw financial oppression. But let's look further now. What are the examples of this financial criminality and financial dishonesty? The first for this service is cheating. Cheating. Where people cheat others, shortchange others, especially in business partnership. There are people that don't have a clean business record with anybody. Whatever you do with them must end in problem. Cheating. Financial criminality. Yourself and your friend entered into a business, you are to share 50-50. Then you went behind him, they are to pay you 150 million. But you told the other man, keep the 50 million and pay us 100 million. So that you and your friend will share 50-50. Then you return back to the man and split the 50 with him, 25-25. So you have more than your friend. In the eyes of your friend, you were paid 100. And we have a lot of business people, a lot of people who thrive in this realm. Where they outrightly defraud people. This is theft. It's financial criminality. It's financial dishonesty. It has consequences. The second category example is what I have referred to as deceitful sales on just gains. On just gains. Deceitful sales. This is a situation where you thought you were buying something of quality, where you paid the price of quality for inferiority. Deceitful sales. This is a situation where you thought you bought one bag of cement. Meanwhile, it was 3/4 you bought. It was rebagged. This was the situation where you thought you bought pure, unadulterated petrol, gasoline, and you never knew that it was mixed with something else to increase the volume. Deceitful sales to make unjust gains. There are those who have set houses on fire by those kind of things. There are those who have led to the collapse of great structures by these kind of things. Deceitful sales. Number three for this service is undeserved pay. Undeserved pay. Wages or income. You didn't deserve it and you got it. This is where a person is being paid for doing nothing. You have a ghost work situation. He just comes at the end of the month to receive salary for doing nothing. We have situations where people are signing with their accomplices in various places. Oh, I'll cover for you. Just give me, return back part of the amount. This is criminal. What is the consequence? One, the thief must pay for his theft. Pay multiple for his theft, both in time and in eternity. Anything you take today that you were not given, you will lose many times of it before you die. You lose many times of it. Whatever you gained by it, you gained falsely, you will lose it multiply before you leave this world. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 33, or verse 30 rather, verse 30, 31, said, men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. He shall restore sevenfold. You stole 1 million and you lose 7 million. You stole 10 million and you lose 70 million. If you don't lose it in cash, you lose it in kind. Disastrous situations, health conditions, all manner of terrible things. Number two, the thief must exist. Must move. The thief must always move about with the cry of accusation. In the village, when a person is passing, it's a thief, 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 thief. And it happens in the realm of the spirit. Because the physical is the image of the spiritual. Job chapter 30, verse 5. Said they were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as after a thief. So there is a cry after the thief. When you bought a car that you got out of stolen money, even the car itself is a testimony against your life. Thief, 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 thief. Number three, the thief must exist with curses. He can't escape curses. Even the friends of the thief are not spared. We read that in Proverbs 29:24, where he said, whosoever is a partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth curses. And Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, talked about the flying roll that is the curse in the house of the thief. If a man curses you, God can break it. If God curses you, who breaks it? Number four, the thief's investment is doomed for destruction, demolition. It has no future. No future. He said the curse will enter his house and destroy the timbers. It has no future. Anything you use crooked money to build is doomed for destruction. That's why it's a disaster to use stolen money to pay children's school fees. Crooked money. You send your children to America. Send them to UK. Send them to Europe. The money you are using is stolen money. You have finished their future. You didn't sweat to get that money. You didn't labor to get it. Whoosh. Innocent children, you just finished them. Except with divine intervention. Number five, which we didn't deal with as such in the last service. The thief's outcome is shame. The thief can never escape shame. Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 26. He said, as the thief is ashamed when he is found. He is already found. According to Numbers chapter 32, Verse 23, your sin will find you out. The sin finds him out already.
The thief is ashamed. The thief cannot. Shame must come one way or the other. Shame must come one way or the other. Shame must come one way or the other.
But it's the destiny of the thief to be ashamed. If he's not ashamed, his children will be ashamed. Sixthly, the thief is destined to suffer. That is both in this life and in the life to come.
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15, where we didn't read in the first last service. 1 Timothy 4 and in verse 15.
Back Timothy. 1 Peter rather.
But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief. So to be a thief is to be doomed to suffer.
Let none of you. Have you ever seen where they caught a thief in the village before? He will talk true that day. As it is in the physical, so it is in the spiritual. And number 7, the eternal destiny of the thief is hellfire, where the father of all thieves reside. John chapter 10, verse 10, Satan the devil is the master thief who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And Matthew chapter 25 verse 41 said, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Hallelujah. You will not end in the flames of hell. What is the treatment for stealing? What do you do? Number one, avoid covetousness. Now, the points might be the same like last service, but I'm going to make separate individual points under each of them. So don't be overused to it in case you were in that service.
Avoid covetousness and embrace contentment.
Listen to this. Whatever God can't give you, you don't need forever.
Whatever God can't give you won't help you. If God does not give you legal money and you got it illegally, it will not help you. It will hurt you.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, if we run through, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Having food and raiment, let us be therewith
content. We can stop there. Number 2,
embrace genuine upright labor to attract due rewards. Genuine upright labor. He said in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28, he said, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands
the thing which is good, that he may have.
If you decide not to steal and you decide to labor under God, you will have.
Why? Note this down. The blessing of the Lord is always in search of the work of man's hands.
The blessing of the Lord is always in search of the work of your hands. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 8, he said, the Lord will command the blessing. He will command the blessing upon you in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto.
And the Lord will bless thee in the land which the Lord giveth thee. That is, don't steal.
walk with your hands, and I will command the blessing on what is in your hands, and I will give you what stealing cannot give you. Job was the greatest of all the men of the East. He did not steal to get there. He walked to get there. Embrace genuine labor. Number three, avoid the trap to be like others by all means. Avoid the trap. He said, they that compare themselves with themselves are not wise. I will only give you in this service the quote of Bishop David Oyedepo, our father in the Lord. Avoiding the trap to be like others. He says, life is in stages and men are in sizes. Learn to accept your status per time. Accept your status per time. If it is not your stage yet, don't force it. Don't struggle to be like anybody. Number three, or four now, become more interested in what you give than what you get. Become more interested in being a blessing than making a living. Those who struggle to get money by all means, it's not because they necessarily want to bless anybody. But you look at Acts chapter 30. Chapter 20, verse 35b. He said, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Please listen to this. Listen. When you begin to live beyond yourself, you begin to live beyond your time. Also, when you begin to live beyond yourself, you begin to live above your sin. Be it the sin of stealing or theft. When you are struggling to make a leap, you are trusting God for money, not because you want to make a name, but because you want to make a mark on your world and on God, you escape the trap of getting at all costs. Fifthly, be eternal consequence conscious. Be conscious. Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Verse 13 and 14. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Listen. Life is all about transactions. It's all about transactions. You make gains and you make losses, positive ones. Paul the Apostle said, all the things that were gained to me, I count but loss, that I might gain Christ. Listen. When you realize that some gains will lead to calamitous losses,
it will discipline action. Did you hear what I'm saying?
When you know that this money I want to gain in my office or from this business illegally will cost me in this world and in the world to come,
it will discipline action. It will discipline action. Somebody stashed over 10 million or billion US dollars in a particular country. He died and left it. It didn't profit him, didn't profit his children, profited nobody in his lineage. Is God speaking to somebody here? You will get good money. You will have peace of mind. You will sleep well at night. And it will end you with eternity in God in heaven. Say the loudest, amen. Number six. Continually make demands on the grace of God. If this is an area of challenge, if money is an issue, continually make demands on the grace of God. If this is an area of challenge. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. In the first service, I said, it takes grace to say no. Add to it in this service, it takes grace to live right. To live right takes grace. To see money and look away, it takes grace. Hallelujah. I believe that grace is coming for somebody. Grace is coming for somebody. This message is not for your accusation, but for your liberation. This message is not for your condemnation, but for your distinction. It is to set you apart. It is to make you run fast. I can assure you, if we didn't look away from money that is not ours, we won't be here. This church won't be here. Completely. It's not a temptation at all. Woman came from time ago from somewhere. Oh, this is money I brought to give you. I said, this is what? He said, tithe. Oh, tithe is for church. Release it. I'll show you where to take it to. Oh, thank the Lord. I came to thank the Lord, to appreciate God and also to sow a seed for my healing from cancer. And I brought the seed to you. Me? When was the last time I healed someone from cancer? There is only one person who can heal. Jesus. Give him the money. Nobody is there. When the church was under 3 months, somebody brought Ghana must go of money to my house. Then, which money is this? This is for church. Ghana, not now, then, 24 years ago. Right? If I took it, nobody would know. Because nobody saw it when it came. If I gave half of it to the church and said that somebody brought this as offering or tithe, nobody would know. One CC couldn't miss out of it and has never missed from scratch. When you despise what is not yours, you access what is yours. When you look away from what God has not given you, then you locate what God is giving you. You look away from it. You look away from those temptatious changes. You look away from it. And then you are set to an enviable world. Where someone will say, we don't even know what they are using. We don't even know what is their secret. They must be minting money or printing some big money somewhere. What we are using is that we are sold out and lost in God. Hallelujah. If that area is an area of temptation, then, Lord, I apply for grace. Stand up on your feet.
Somebody here this morning, God sent me to tell you, your destiny is bigger than what you want to take. It's much bigger than what the devil is tempting you with. It's heavier than that tiny change.
100 million is change compared to what God wants to put in your hands. It's change. And you will not lose it. That amen can be louder. That amen can be louder.
Stand up on your feet, lift up your hands, and give him the praise.
Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name.
In the name of Jesus. Lift the hands high up and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. I receive the grace. Say it loud. I receive the grace to live for you. I receive the grace to do your will. I receive the grace to say no to money that is not mine. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God as you receive the grace.
For Jesus in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Oh Lord, Lord, I want to be a Jesus in my heart.
Lift up your hands in the praise of God.
Father, I ask for forgiveness for my sins. I ask for mercy. I ask for mercy. I ask for mercy. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. I am that I am. Jehovah Mekadesh, we worship you, we honor you, we adore you. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Lift your hands high. I know there are many people here this morning saying to me, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Anywhere you are, pray this prayer with me and mean it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You pray the prayer and you meant it. Can I see your hand up? Wave it. Yes, I see so many hands up there. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags. Rush forward. Be the first to come. Be the first to come. Be the first to come. Quickly, rush forward.
I'm a brand new man.
Go ahead.
Old things are passed.
The rest
away.
Of us can take our seat.
I'm born again. More than a conqueror.
A conqueror.
That's who I
give you the count of 7-1.
I'm a new
and rush out quickly.
Creation.
2.
I'm a brand new man.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man.
Please give her a seat to the struggling to the frontier. More than a conqueror.
I'm a new creation.
Ushers assist that woman to sit down nearby instead of struggling all the way to the front.
All things are passed.
All things are passed away.
I'm born again. I am more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
If you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, you want to rededicate yourself, you have come out like this before, and you want to rededicate to Jesus because you are not living right, or you are bound by a lifestyle and addiction, smoking, drinking, womanizing, whatever it is, gambling, that is destroying your life. Also, quickly step forward now at the count of 7 and join us forward. Let's go. 1.
I'm a new creation.
2.
I'm a brand new man. All things are past.
3.
I'm born again.
That's who I am. 3.
I'm a new creation.
4.
I'm a brand new man.
5.
I'm a new creation.
6.
I'm a brand new man.
And 7.
All things are passed away.
Oh, I'm born again. More than a conqueror.
That's who I am.
Oh, I'm a new creation.
I'm a new creation.
Place your right hand on your chest and lift the other hand up and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Louder, Lord Jesus, I thank you for your goodness and your mercies in my life. I come before you today. I ask for your help. Deliver me from the power of sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.